Welcome to this coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on WJJQ, presented by Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builders Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Shuny Trucking and Excavating. Now it's time for exciting Hatchet play-by-play action on WJJQ.
High school volleyball is live and on the air here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ and a good Friday evening, Tuesday evening. I'm Alex Cook and we got Hatchet volleyball for you as the Tomahawk Hatchets close out Great North, their home cheer as they take on the Rhinelander Hodags. Tomahawk coming into tonight's game with a record of 22-7. They have gone 9-0 in Great Northern Conference play to date. They have played absolutely phenomenal, including winning 12 consecutive matches. Their last loss was all the way back in early September. So they have a lot to be proud of with their performance here. And tonight is senior night for the Hatchets. So they're going to honor the seniors that are on this particular team. And that includes Mackenzie Schultz, Megan Schultz, Alyssa Zahner as well. This is the Tomahawk team that has played incredibly well throughout the season, and they have a lot to be proud of. Also, Emily Schultz is a senior as well, so kudos to the Tomahawk seniors here as they're being honored tonight. Meanwhile, standing in their way is their arch-rival, Rhinelander Hodags, 9-17 record. They have yet to win a match in Great Northern Conference play. They're taking on the first-place Hatchets here tonight. And Rhinelander is a team that is rebuilding. They do have a couple of really good players, especially that can hit, including senior Ava Lamers. Look for them to be tactical, be technical, be fundamental, a lot like Antigo was a few weeks ago, as we'll hear Keith Hansey talk about with his interview tonight. So again, this Tomahawk team, they played incredibly well. They are currently ranked, according to Max Preps, as the 15th best team in Division II. So they are definitely being rewarded. They are currently slated in to be the number one seed in their sectional. Let's see if they can further their resume here with a victory tonight. Toughest teams in their sectional right now to date are Waupaca and Mosinee, who, by the way, they swept and ended a 60-match winning streak for them a couple of weeks ago. So look for them to make some noise here. And again, this will be our final broadcast of the regular season for Tomahawk volleyball. After that, our next broadcast will be in the postseason. Tomahawk after today will have four more matches, including three Great Northern Conference matches, which will be a meet over at Rhinelander. They'll play their final three opponents a second time, and then after that they'll determine who wins the conference title. By the way, last time Tomahawk girls volleyball won a conference title, that was back in 2014. That year was their highest finish in the state tournament ever, which was state runner-up. Coincidence? Maybe. We'll have to wait and see. We're going to take our first break. When we come back, we will hear from Hatchet Volleyball Coach Keith Hansen to get his thoughts on tonight's match. You're listening to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
Hello, Tomahawk. This is Master Electrician Ricky Mir from Mir Electric Incorporated. I am a second-generation electrical contractor. I would like to take this time to wish our student athletes, coaches, and managers good luck this season. As a former THS graduate, athlete, and coach, I know it takes hard work and attention to detail to be successful. We at Mir Electric strive for that same hard work and attention to detail while working for you. So if you'd like a free estimate on some upcoming work you need done, give me a call at 453-2062. That's 453-2062. Go get them hatchets, and always remember, when you need electrical work done, to be picky and call Ricky.
At Rylander Toyota, we take tremendous pride in creating the ultimate customer experience. And there's no one better to tell us how we're doing than you, our guest. Here's what Michael had to say about Rylander Toyota. Today, I saw a female Toyota consultant help an elderly man wearing a VA hat. She took her time helping him to a seat and offered him coffee. She took her time and talked to the man. This act of kindness is one of the reasons why I love this dealership and will always keep coming back. Come experience the Rhinelander Toyota difference.
Make sure your furnace is ready for the upcoming Northwoods winter with a Carrier Home Comfort System from Hilgi's LP Gas. Bringing comfort to your home is Hilgi's LP Gas of Tomahawk's top priority, and with a complete lineup of furnace systems, Carrier and Hilgi's are dedicated to improving your quality of life by creating a comfortable, healthy living environment. Remember last winter? Yeah, right. Well, don't wait till the snow flies. Get your new Carrier furnace ordered right now from Carrier. Turn to the experts at Hilgi's LP Gas, South Tomahawk Avenue, Hilgi's.com, or call Hilgi's at 453-3505.
Put a little color in your world with the beauty of Benjamin Moore Regal Select Interior Paints that come in every color of the rainbow and then some. Now before the cold weather months approach is the time to tackle all of those painting projects you have planned. Stop at Tomahawk Builders Supply and check the color charts for the perfect match for your needs. Benjamin Moore Premium Paint is easier to apply, covers better, and lasts longer, saving you both time and money. Visit Tomahawk Builders Supply for Benjamin Moore Paint at 120 North Railway Street in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2757.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I currently have with me Tomahawk head volleyball coach Keith Hansey. Keith, thank you very much for joining me.
Alex, thanks for having me.
All right, let's get right into this here. Your team has been playing incredibly well, came away with a couple of big conference victories over Northland Pines and Medford last week. Why don't you give me your takeaway from your performance against Medford on Thursday?
I thought the girls played really well. We came out serving good. The first game, we really played a complete game. Passing was good, serving was good, and I like that because we didn't start out a little slow and then regroup. So
right.
I liked how we prepared for that game. The girls really did a nice job. Warm-ups, we did a lot of passing, obviously, but I just came away with that game feeling really good.
So right now, looking at it, this is the final week of the regular season. You start the final week of the regular season tonight. You've won 12 straight matches. What have you thought of your team's performance this year?
It's been great. The girls have been playing and responding very well to everything and keeping it up. No letdowns. And that's the biggest thing. I just want them to keep playing hard, strong Tomahawk volleyball, and that's what they've been doing.
You know, you and I were talking off the air very quickly about, you know, postseason positioning. Do you think it would be good or bad if your team got a first-round bye in the playoffs?
It's good because we have a record, and obviously to get that first-round bye, you got to be a number one seed.
Yeah.
I would rather play on that Tuesday just to hit the playoffs with momentum and play some games. But if we get the first-round bye, that's one more day of practice, and we'll just use that and get ready for the second round.
Makes sense. So right now you still have yet to lose a Great Northern Conference match, let alone a set. What do you think about this Great Northern Conference? Do you think it's still very, very tough to compete in?
Oh, it definitely is. Yeah, it's if you look at everybody's record below us, there is a ton of wins and losses and sets and going back. And we've been close. We've won a few games, 25-23, 26-24. I mean, none of them are like gimmies. So it's a huge accomplishment. I mean, I'm proud of the girls for finishing games, not just getting close, but actual finishing. So, yeah, it's incredible. We really don't talk about it much.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things that we like, but we focus on the whole game. And if we can get through the year without losing a set, I'd be super proud, but it's not something we focus on.
And that match winning streak, by the way, continued. You've now won 12 in a row to date. How does it feel to have that long of a match winning streak?
It feels good. It feels really good. The girls, it actually pumps the girls up too. They're excited. I look back at the schedule, you know, there's always games that you wish you could play again and probably have some more victories, but right now, we're just looking forward and playing as hard as we can and keep this streak going.
So let's go ahead and talk about tonight's match. You got Rhinelander. It is senior night at the Hatchet House. So why don't you take me through Rhinelander's team and what you need to do to get the victory?
Rhinelander, obviously, you look at their record. They're having a tough year, rebuilding year.
Right.
But you can't just overlook and say, this is going to be a simple victory. We still got to go out and execute. They've been in some very tight matches. I was looking at their scores, super close with Anago, with Lakeland, with Northland Pines. So it's, and they have 7 victories on the year, I believe, if I was reading that correctly. So they do know how to win, but we can't. We still have to play Tomahawk volleyball. We can't just look at them and assume, we're going to win. So I'd like to on senior night have these girls go out and just play as hard as they can and get another sweep.
And now, finally, we'll go ahead and talk about senior night really quickly. What are you going to remember the most about this senior class?
This senior class, and I'm super familiar with them because I started coaching here when they were freshmen,
mm-hmm.
At the high school level. And it's an incredible group of girls. They're all totally different personalities.
Mm-hmm.
You got the twin sisters. You got a cousin. You got a great friend. They've all played together in club since they were, you know, 11 years old, 12 years old. But they just love volleyball. They love Tomahawk volleyball, and they're really good about communicating with me. That's the one thing about their senior leadership. They're not afraid to say, hey, you know, we need to take it easy tonight, or this is happening. You know, maybe there's a huge homework assignment. I have no problem with the girls coming to me, telling me, hey, we need a little extra time to study. You know, without senior leadership like that, I wouldn't know it. So I really appreciate how the girls communicate with me, and just proud of all their efforts this year.
Heath, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, that about covers it all. Thanks, Alex.
Absolutely. Again, Tomahawk takes on Rhinelander tonight. Senior night at the Hatchet House, first serve at 7 o'clock. Keith Hansey, thank you for joining me.
All right, thank you, Alex.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJ.
The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, Local Lodge 1713, would like to welcome our listening audience to our radio coverage of our fine group of Hatchet student-athletes, and they're proud of the young people, their dedicated coaches, and great fans. Striving to improve yourself and your team is what being a part of a union is all about. So good luck, Hatchets, from the IAMAW Local Lodge 1713. Proud to be a Hatchet VIP sports sponsor here on WJJQ and on our podcasts. Hometown Chiropractic Center with Dr. Kelly Embray offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. New patients are always welcome. Call to schedule your visit at 453-5365 and online TomahawkHometownChiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located at the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care. And honored to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student-athletes.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
Generations Funeral Home and Crematory of Tomahawk would like to salute our Hatchet student-athletes, proudly representing our community. Generations offers Tomahawk and the surrounding communities professional and dignified affordable services. Longtime Tomahawk Funeral Director Kevin J. Krieger and his sister Barry Ernst are proud alumni of THS and wish the Hatchets good luck all season long. From Generations Funeral Home and Crematory, 1400 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, phone 224-3182 and online at generationsfuneral.com.
Dr. Mike, Dr. Dewey, and their team are cheering on the dedicated Hatchet athletes. Riley Family Dental is proud to sponsor Hatchet VIP Sports and is committed to bringing you the best in dental health care. Riley Family Dental is conveniently located next to the Tomahawk School Complex at 1018 East Kings Road. For your family dental needs, contact them at 453-7071, 453-7071. New patients are always welcome. Go Hatchets from your fans at Riley Family Dental.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you in the broadcast booth, getting set for tonight's senior night matchup as Tomahawk takes on Rhinelander. Taking a look at Tomahawk stats throughout this season, they have been incredibly efficient, especially attacking. Megan Schultz right back up there in terms of top rankings in the state. She has a 4-1-5 attack percentage, just a few percentage points off from her attack percentage from last season, including 313 kills, averaging just over 4 kills a set, which is absurd. She also leads the team in blocks, averaging a block per set at 72. Samantha Gabauer leading the team in digs. She's averaging 2.5%. Mackenzie Schultz averaging 7.5 assists per set. She's got 553 total for the year. And Megan Schultz also leading the team in aces. Can't forget about the other key contributors as well. Outside hitters Alyssa Zahner and Claire Albert. Also the right side hitter Emerson Lang. And also their libero, Sam Gabauer, who's played absolutely phenomenal this season as well. This is a Rhinelander team, again, that is improving. They are looking to hopefully get better throughout the next few years. But again, their best player is Ava Lamer. She's leading the team in kills so far with 25 in conference play. Second on the team, Lily Trader with 11. And then Kelsey Barron with 10. And also, Lamer's leading the team in serves. And taking a look at digs, Emma Chiamulera is the leader in digs for this Hodag squad. And obviously, this is a Rhinelander team. You can't sleep on anybody in this Great Northern Conference play. Rhinelander has yet to win a Great Northern Conference match yet this season. So Tomahawk could be on a bit of upset alert. They need to go ahead and put that to rest if they're going to find a way to win this match tonight. Now, again, the big thing is going to be one. You can't overlook anybody in this conference, just like you heard Keith Hansey say. The second thing is that think of this Rhinelander team like Antigo. Very tactical, very fundamental, very good defensively. So look for them to potentially, you know, cause Tomahawk some problems if they can go ahead and get a few very nicely timely placed kills. That's the second thing. And the third thing is, most importantly, have fun. It's senior night, final home match of the year. So Tomahawk will be looking to get out of here with a victory as quick as they possibly can. And again, they've got a tough non-conference match later on this week. But again, you don't want to overlook any opponent in this conference, and they hope to not overlook Rhinelander tonight. We're going to take another break. We'll be back to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Custom Accounting Services would like to be a part of your team, whether a business or individual. Custom Accounting Services will provide the highest level of service for your tax preparation, bookkeeping, or payroll. Custom Accounting Services, providing professional service so you can relax and take the stress out of tax time, or issues with the IRS. Stop by Custom Accounting Services, 208 West Mohawk Drive. Call 453-5248 for your appointment or if you have any questions. Custom Accounting Services, wishing all the Hatchet student-athletes the best of luck in this sporting event.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student-athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
I can see clearly now.
Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care, I care for you.
And welcome back, everyone, to the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Wrapping up the show here. And again, Tomahawk getting set for their final home Great Northern Conference match of the regular season as they take on the Rhinelander Hodags. And again, Tomahawk coming in with a 22-7 record. They are 8-0 in Great Northern Conference play. Rhinelander coming into tonight's game 9-17. They are 0-7 in Great Northern Conference. 0-8, excuse me, in Great Northern Conference play. Tomahawk, again, you got to be careful. You don't want to overlook anybody in this conference. All you got to do is handle your business, and you come away with a victory against this Hodag team. And again, Tomahawk will be looking for win number 23. In case you're wondering what the record for wins is in a season by Tomahawk, I don't know if we'll get there. That was 44. That was set back in 2009. So I don't think we'll get there. That was 2003. 2009 was their highest winning percentage that they had as a program. But again, last time they won the conference title, and they're definitely the front runners to do it right now, was 2014. They also had their highest finish in the state tournament in school history that year. They finished state runner-up, and it was also the last time they went to the state tournament. So that could be something to look forward to as well. And again, Tomahawk, they've got a lot of great hitters. They got a lot of key players that can contribute in a lot of ways. Look for them to continue to contribute in a lot of ways here tonight as they take on Rhinelander. That's going to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics pre-match show for me here. It is Tomahawk and Rhinelander in a Great Northern Conference match here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. First serve is next.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Roche have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property, Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent of Tomahawk, is proud to salute the Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes and their coaches this season. Kevin has been serving our area. His mission is to help people manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize their dreams. Kevin Ehrman, your State Farm Insurance agent, serving you from his office location at 201 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk. Call 453-2085 for State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency.
There's a difference between knowing someone's name and knowing who they are, between being around and being involved. It's why, at Crossbridge Community Bank, we believe when your purpose is supporting the people around you, that's more than banking. That's banking on purpose. Crossbridge Community Bank. Purpose first. Visit crossbridge.bank. That's crossbridge.bank.
Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda of Bowman Chiropractic are happy to serve their Hatchet athletes as well as everyone in the community. Bowman Chiropractic welcomes new patients and strives to provide the very best chiropractic health care to the community. Call 453-2515 or stop into their North 4th Street business. Wishing everyone a memorable sports year from Dr. Emily and Dr. Amanda and the team at Bowman Chiropractic.
Dr. Whitney Rybar, physical therapist at Health in Motion. I've had the pleasure of treating patients in our Tomahawk location, including many student athletes. My own passion for physical therapy started after I had an athletic injury back in high school, and now I have the opportunity to help our athletes return to their sports after injuries. We have many tools at our disposal to help patients achieve their goals, one being the newbie. We've been utilizing this cutting-edge technology and have seen amazing results both in pain management and performance enhancement. We are the only company in the state of Wisconsin to offer this device. We are proud to be VIP Hatchet Sports sponsors and support student athletes and all members of the Tomahawk community. If you are experiencing pain or movement issues, please give us a call. Go Hatchets!
For your complimentary 15-minute consultation, call 453-6650.
So come on!
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet athletes.
And welcome, everyone, to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Great to have you along with you on this terrific Tuesday evening. I'm Alex Cook, and tonight we got Tomahawk Hatchet Volleyball against the Rhinelander Hodanks. And Tomahawk will look to close out senior night here on a high note, knocking off their rival Hodanks. Let's now take a look at tonight's starting lineups. First, for Rhinelander, tonight's libero is the junior number 2, Emma Chiamulera. Sophomore, number 9, Macy Schmieger. Junior, number 14, Lily Trader. Senior, number 15, Ava Lamers. A freshman, number 17, Tori Stella. And senior, number 23, Morgan Boutel. The Rhinelander Hodanks are coached by Dan Walter. And now the starting lineup for the Tomahawk Hatchets. The center is senior number 15, Mackenzie Schultz. The middle hitters are number 10, Megan Schultz, and number 14, junior Macy Jankowitz. Outside hitter, senior number 13, Alyssa Zahner. Right side hitter, junior number 5, Emerson Lang. And our other outside hitter is sophomore number 11, Claire Albert. And then tonight's libero for Tomahawk is a junior number 6, Sam Gaybauer. And the Hatchets are coached by Keith Hansey in his first year as head coach of the Hatchets. He's been the JV coach for this team. He's also coached in club play. So he has played, so he knows this group very, very well. So again, taking a look at this Tomahawk squad, they are looking to end this home and give senior night on a high note, all ready to go. And again, both these teams, Tomahawk is looking to close out their home with a great Northern Conference victory. And again, Rhinelander will be looking to close out their will look to get their first win of the season. Again, Tomahawk, both the teams come to the center of the court. And we're just about ready to get things going here for this Tomahawk team. Great to have you along with us here on this terrific Tuesday evening. And Tomahawk looking for their ninth win in Great Northern Conference play. Currently sitting at 22-7. Rhinelander sitting at 9-17. Tomahawk will get... Let's see here. And first serve will be with Rhinelander as they try to get everything set up and ready to go. And again, this Hodag team, they've struggled a little bit. They are currently in rebuilding mode, but they are looking to hopefully make their mark here and pull off a major upset of Tomahawk here at home on senior night tonight. Again, the refs going through the substitutions, making sure that everything is okay. And Tomahawk will get first serve. Serving for Tomahawk will be the center and senior number 15, Mackenzie Schultz, averaging 7.5 assists per set. That is very close to 20 a match. You look at the numbers. And here comes the first serve from Schultz. We are underway, and that one bounces off the top of the net, and that is going to be sent back over by Lamers. Good stop there from Mackenzie. Set up for Megan Schultz. Schultz with a soft kill that time on the other side. That's a point for Tomahawk. They strike first. Again, Tomahawk looking to send these seniors off the right way with a victory here tonight. Here comes the serve once again for Mackenzie. That goes right to the libero, Chia Mulera. That one's going to be set up for Lamers. And good stop there from the Hodags. That one's set up. And a block from Megan Schultz. Megan Schultz, the DePaul commit. This is going to be her final regular season home game as a Hatchet, and she's already made a statement here with knocking in the first 2 points. And here comes the serve from Mackenzie. Goes right to Chia Mulera and unable to be saved, out of play, and Tomahawk will get an ace from Mackenzie Schultz. So three serves, 3 points to begin the night for Tomahawk here in set one. Again, first to 25. That's the 5 set. Goes to a 5th set, it'll be first to 15. And that serve from Schultz will be out. Rhinelander gets their first point of the game. And Rhinelander will make a couple of substitutions. Ellie Dornfeld, the senior, and Batty Rozier will come in for the first time tonight. And it's going to be Rozier that'll serve for Rhinelander. Rozier with 38 serves so far this season. Her first one goes to Alyssa Zahner. Albert sets it up for Megan Schultz, and that's going to be a kill. Chia Mulera could not save it from going out. 4-1 start here for Tomahawk. That's exactly what you want to start a match if you're the Hatchets. And Tomahawk currently on a 12-match winning streak. They haven't been on this long of a winning streak since 2014, the last time they won conference title. Claire Albert with the serve goes right to Lamers. That is going to be set back up. Lamers sends it back over to Albert. Albert to Mackenzie. Going to set this up for Zahner. That's a block from the Hodags, but they're able to maintain possession. Another block from Rhinelander. And that is going to be a point for Rhinelander. It looks like that was a... looks like it might have been a net violation on Megan Schultz. So the Hodags will get the point. And Kelsey Barron, the sophomore, will come in for the first time. Again, the Hodags serving here looking to sit tight or hang tight with this Tomahawk team. That serve is out. Gaybauer, the libero, almost went for it, but when she saw it was going out, she quickly acted away. Tomahawk gets the point. It's now 5-2. And Maisie Jankowicz will come in for the libero, Gaybauer. And now here comes Megan Schultz's serve. Schultz leading the team in aces with 46 this season. And here comes her first serve of the night. That one goes right to Rhinelander, Chia Mulera. That'll be sent back over by Rozier. High in the air. Jankowicz will set it up to Mackenzie. Going to set that one back up for Emily Schultz, who just checked in. And now Lamers tries to set it back over. That's going to be a block. That'll be a point for Tomahawk. Alyssa Zahner right there. Blocking the kill attempt from Dornfeld. And now here comes Megan Schultz's next serve. And Schultz's next serve will go right to Lamer. She's going to send it right back over. Emily Schultz to Mackenzie. Going to set it up for Megan Schultz. Good stop by the Hodags. That time Dornfeld. That's going to be trying to be sent back over by Lamers. And it looks like her and Kelsey Barron with a miscommunication. I think Barron accidentally got her in the back of the head. That one went off the front of that. Tomahawk gets the point. They've got a 7-2 start here in game one. And here comes Megan's serve. That one goes right to Lamers. Lamers going to send that one over to Rozier. Sent back over the net by Lamers, and that is barely out. Right over the head of Megan. She did the right move playing it. And time looked like she wanted to go for the set back into play. 8-2 Tomahawk here in game one. Here comes Schultz's next serve. That one goes right to the libero, Chia Mulera. To Rozier, going to send that one back over. And good dig there from Megan Schultz. Mackenzie sending it up for Emily, and that's a good stop From Dornfeld, but unable to get it in play. Emily Schultz gets the point for Tomahawk. It's 9-2. Emily Schultz being thrust into action here. She's getting some time. And a timeout called by Ryan Lander. They're going to want to talk it over. Emily Schultz, the senior, getting some love. 9-2 here in set one for Tomahawk. We'll take a break and be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
The Park City Credit Union team would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and wish them the best of luck during this sporting event and all season long. The team at Park City Credit Union is here to help you with all your banking needs, from savings and checking accounts to loans for your home or vehicle. The Park City Credit Union salute our Hatchet teams and coaches. Park City Credit Unions in Tomahawk, Merrill, Minocqua, and Rhinelander. Insured by NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. 9-2 Tomahawk lead here in game one over Rhinelander. Megan Schultz's next serve. That one goes to Roser. It's going to be sent back off the net that time by Barron. And Tomahawk gets another point with a 10-2 lead. And we know how lethal this Tomahawk team can be offensively. They're proving it here so far. And that serve goes, drops right in front of the line. And that's an ace for Megan Schultz. Schultz with ace number 47 on the season. And now it's 11-2 Tomahawk. Tomahawk has now scored seven straight points here off the serving hand of Megan Schultz. That one goes off the front of the net. And now Megan will come out and the libero Gabe Bauer will come back in. And they will be looking, and Rhinelander looking to get back into it with the serve from Lamers, and that is out. So Rhinelander served just a little too long here to start the night. 12-3 now Tomahawk, and Emily Schultz, who had a kill earlier on in the set, will serve now for Tomahawk. And here comes Schultz's serve, sent right over the net to Lamers. Lamer's going to get that one over to Roser. Sent back over by the Hodags. McKenzie going to set it up for Zahner. And a good save there from Lamers. Sent back over. Lamers will try to kill again. Good save from Emily Schultz. Gabe Bauer to Zahner. Right to Lamers. Roser tries to send it up. That one looked like Trainer was a little bit early with that kill. That bounces off the front of the net. Point for Tomahawk. It's 13-3. So Emily Schultz will serve once again. Tomahawk off to a hot start here in game one. And here comes the serve from Emily. Goes right to Chia Malera. And she'll pass it over to Lamers. That one's sent back over by the Hodags. Albert to Emily Schultz. And Jankiewicz will send it back over the net. Here's Chia Malera. Chia Malera passing over to Roser. That's going to be set up for Barron. And the libero Gabe Bauer unable to get that pass in play. And Rhinelander will get the point there, 13-4. And it looks like Patel and Schmager will come back into the game for Rhinelander. Again, Tomahawk off to a very hot start. It's 13-4 here in game one. Here's the serve from Patel. That one goes right to the libero Gabe Bauer. McKenzie sets it up for Jankiewicz. To Patel, Lamers tries to set that one up for Dornfeld, and that is out. So Tomahawk with another point. It's now 14-4. They're off to a hot start here in game one. And here comes Zahner's serve. That one goes right to Lamers. To Boutel. Lamers will try and send it back over the net. That one goes right to Zahner. McKenzie can set it back up for Zahner. And Chio Malera with the save back over the net. Jankiewicz. McKenzie back to Jankiewicz. Chio Malera with the... trying to get the pass in play, but it does not work. That's going to be a kill for Macy Jankiewicz. 15-4 Tomahawk. Here comes Zahner's next serve. That is in play. That's an ace. An ace for Alyssa Zahner. And it's 16-4 Tomahawk. And again, the important thing here is to have fun because it is senior night. And so far, they are off to a hot start. taking care of business if you're the Hatchets at this point. Here comes Zahner's next serve, sent over the net, right to Trader. Trader to Patel, and that one bounces off the top of the net and out of play. Tomahawk gets the point. 17-4. Very dominating set one here from Tomahawk. And Lucy Lindner will come in for the first time, and Patel will take a seat. Here comes Zahner's next serve for the Hatchets. That's sent back over the net. Goes right to Lamers. Sent back. Couldn't get it back over the net was Lindner. And another point for Tomahawk. It's 18-4. Tomahawk has now scored five straight in 18 of 22 points here in set one. Zahner's next serve goes right to Lamers. Lamers to Lindner. Going to set that one up. And that kill did not work for Barron that time. 19-4. And Tomahawk looking sharp offensively. And some well-placed serves and kills here to start this match. Here comes Zahner's next serve. And that is out that time. A little bit too strong. And it's now 19-5, Tomahawk. And now serving for Rhinelander will be Kelsey Barron, the sophomore. See if she could get a run going here for the Hodags. And here comes Barron's serve. That is going to be out. Well out that time. 20-5, Tomahawk. 5 points away from getting a game one victory. Megan Schultz will come in for Macy Jankowicz. So Jankowicz will take a seat. And Sam Gaybauer will go ahead and come back in and serve for Tomahawk. Here comes Gaybauer's serve. That one goes right to Barron. That's going to be set back up and out of play. Rhinelander trying to get their offense going here, but they've had a hard time doing that here to start this match. 21-5, Tomahawk here in game one. And here's Gabe Bauer's next serve going right to Lamers. That bounces out of play, and it's an ace. That's an ace for Sam Gabe Bauer. 22-5. Here comes Gabe Bauer's next serve. And goes right to the Hodags. That one sent back over to Barron. And Lamers with a potential kill. That is out. Another point for Tomahawk. It's 23-5. And Tomahawk is now 2 points away from coming away with a game one victory in resounding fashion. Here comes Gabe Bauer's serve. Goes right to Lamers. Sent back to Lamers. Lamers right to Gaybauer. McKenzie going to set it up for Megan Schultz, but a good stop there by Tori Stella, who just checked in. And that potential kill is out for Rhinelander. Tomahawk hits another point, and it's set point here for the Hatchets. Here comes the serve from Sam Gaybauer, and that one is going to go right to Lamers. Lamers to Lindner. Lindner going to set it up. And back over the net. Good stop by Zahner. McKenzie going to set it up. Claire Albert off of the freshman Stella and sent back over by Lindner for the Hodags. Albert to Gaybauer. And that one will be sent back over by Albert. Lindner to Lamers. Going to set it up. And good save from Gaybauer. McKenzie sets it up. Zahner off the front of the net. A little bit late on that kill. Rhinelander gets the point. It's down 24-6. And the libero, Chia Malera, will come back in. And Chia Malera and Lamers, each with over 40 kills for this Hodag team, coming into tonight's match. And here comes the serve from Chia Malera. And the serve is going to be out. And Tomahawk takes set one. And after set one, Tomahawk takes it 25-6. A dominating performance from the Hatchets here in game one. We'll take a break and be back with game two after this. You're listening to Hatchet Volleyball on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
The United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees would like to salute our Hatchet student athletes and coaches. United Steelworkers International 248 is honored to be part of our Tomahawk community, not only working here, but giving back to our local organizations with their time, talent, and resources. Enjoy the game and good luck, Hatchets, from United Steelworkers International Union 248 Tomahawk Mill employees.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schuette Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to sponsor Hatchet Sports and the athletes who participate. Located in downtown Tomahawk, Tomahawk Appliance and Home is your local appliance and home dealer. Whether you're looking for a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, TV, mattress, or furniture, you can shop local by shopping at Tomahawk Appliance and Home. They represent quality and affordability, are knowledgeable, and stand behind their products. Tomahawk Appliance and Home is proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor.
Welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Dominating first set for Tomahawk. They take game one over Rhinelander 25-6. Very good performance from them offensively and defensively. A couple of kills for Megan Schultz, one from Emily Schultz, and one from Macy Jankowitz. Tomahawk also had four aces in that first set, which got one from Sam Gabauer, one from Megan Schultz, one from Alyssa Zahner, and one from Mackenzie Schultz. And Megan Schultz also had a block in that first set, so a good overall set for them. They now lead one game to none. We're just about ready to get set two underway here at the Hatchet House. Again, it is senior night, seniors being recognized. Megan Schultz, Alyssa Zahner, Emily Schultz, and Mackenzie Schultz being honored here for Tomahawk on the varsity team. Sadie Miller being honored on the JV team. Rhinelander will get the serve to begin game two. It's from Chia Malera, the libero, and game two is underway. It goes to Gabe Bauer. Mackenzie sets it up. Megan Schultz, good stop there from Boutel for Rhinelander, but the pass was a little bit offline. Tomahawk takes the first point. Again, same thing that happened in game two. And Tomahawk will be bringing in Emerson Lang. This will be her first action of the night. Emily Schultz, again, getting the start with it being senior night against this Rhinelander team. Nothing more that you could ask for from this senior. Mackenzie Schultz's serve goes right to Chia Malera, to Boutel, and Boutel passes it over to Lexi Robinson, who checks in. Saved by Zahner to Mackenzie. Sets it up for Kaylee Schultz, who just checked in. And here comes the potential block from Megan Schultz. That's going to bounce out of play. And Tomahawk gets a point, 2-0. Tomahawk off to a very good start once again. And again, Kaylee Schultz coming in, the junior, in some action here. And again, Keith wants to make sure that his star players are rested for the postseason, because Tomahawk is currently slated to get a number one seed. And that's an ace from Tomahawk's Mackenzie Schultz. Mackenzie Schultz with another ace. That is her second of the match. She had one back in game one. And Tomahawk, just like the first set, has started out with three straight points. Here comes Mackenzie's next serve. Now it goes off of Chia Malera and out of play. Another point for Tomahawk. Back-to-back aces for Mackenzie Schultz. And again, next serve coming for Mackenzie Schultz as they get the ball back in play. Tomahawk with four straight points to begin set two. And here comes Mackenzie's next serve. That's going to be sent over the net right to Chia Malera. That one goes to Patel. Patel passes it over and sent back over by Lammers. Mackenzie setting it up for Emerson Lang. A kill from Emerson Lang, the right side hitter, and it's now 5-0 Tomahawk. Another hot start for the Hatchets here in game two. Again, they took game one 25-6, which is very impressive in and of itself. Here comes Mackenzie's next serve. That one's sent back over, and that is going to go out of play as well. Tori Stella cannot get the pass online, and that is Mackenzie Schultz's third ace in four serves. Kelsey Barron will come in for Tori Stella. Stella will take a seat. And here comes Mackenzie Schultz's next serve. Going to be sent to Chia Malera, to Boutel. Boutel sets it up for Lamers. That one to Zahner. And it looks like Tomahawk couldn't get the passing down there. On that possession, Rhinelander gets their first point, 6-1. Again, another couple substitutions being made for Rhinelander. They're going to bring in Allie Dornfeld. And Batty Roser will come back into the match. And it'll be Roser that'll serve for the Hodags. And here comes Roser's serve. That'll be sent over the net to Emerson Lang. To Mackenzie Schultz. Going to set that one back up for Lang to Chia Malera. Chia Malera over to Roser. That one sent back over by Lamers. Gabe Bauer. Mackenzie going to set it up. And that is going to be a point for Tomahawks. Kaylee Schultz. So Kaylee Schultz gets the point for the Hatchets, and she is going to serve. So Tomahawk off to another hot start. It is 7-1 Hatchets here in game two. Here comes Schultz's next serve. And here comes Lamers. Lamers to Roser, sent back over. And that's very good placement there from Lamers. So Tomahawk will make another substitution. And Sarah Gaybauer is going to come in to the match for the first time. That one goes right to Gaybauer. Mackenzie going to set it up for Lang. That one bounces off the... Is that going to be a point? Yes, it is. Megan Schultz will get it. I don't think it would have mattered anyway, because if it hits the ceiling and goes over the net, that's automatically out of play and a dead ball. And the point would go to Tomahawk anyway. So Tomahawk does get the point. Katie Benizeski will come into the match. For the first time, here comes the serve from Megan Schultz. Tomahawk with an 8-2 lead. Schultz's serve is off the front of the net. And Sam Gaybauer will come in. Megan Schultz will take a seat. And Tomahawk, again, dominating here in game one. Pretty much the same in game two. Nate, and again, we're going to be seeing some players that don't get a lot of game action. Sarah Gaybauer already out there, as is Katie Benizeski, the junior. And Ava Lamers with the serve for Rhinelander, trying to drop that in. That is an ace for Rhinelander. So a rare mistake on the serve receive from Tomahawk, and it's now 8-4. Here comes Lamers' next serve. That one goes right to Sam Gaybauer. To Mackenzie, sets it up for Benizeski. She gets the kill, and Tomahawk leads 9-4. And for Rhinelander, the libero Emma Chia Malera will come into the game. And now Emerson Lang will serve for the Hatchets. They lead 9-4 here in game two. And Lang's serve goes to Chia Malera. She passes it over to Barron. And that one sent back over to Lang. Mackenzie sets it up. Zahner. And that is going to be saved by Allie Dornfeld. Sent back over by Chia Malera. Good save by the Hodags that time. Mackenzie sets it up. Emerson Lang. That is going to be a kill for Lang. 10-4 Tomahawk here in game two. And Tomahawk trying to make work of this Rhinelander team. They've yet to lose a set in Great Northern Conference play this season. Chia Malera to Roser, going to send back over by the Hodags. Gaybauer tried to save it. Tried to pass it over to Benizeski, but it was offline. Rhinelander gets the point. It's 10-5. Boutel and Schmager will come back in for the Hodags. And it'll be Boutel serving. And Tomahawk will bring back in Emily Schultz. And she'll replace Emerson Lang. And here comes Battelle's serve. That one goes right to Samantha Gaybauer. Mackenzie going to set it up for Zahner. And that is a good block attempt from Rhinelander. But great job by Gaybauer getting it back over. Then Zahner gets it back over Gaybauer. And Mackenzie Schultz with a kill. I think everybody expected her to set it because that's what she does. And then a surprise kill from the center, Mackenzie. She gets the point, and Tomahawk will make another sum. Kaylee Schultz will come back in. 11-5 Tomahawk. Alyssa Zahner will now serve for the Hatchets. And here comes Zahner's serve. That one goes to Trader, to Lamers. Trader sends it back over. Good stop by Emily Schultz. And that is a violation. I believe it's going to be a net violation on Rhinelander. So Tomahawk gets the point. It's 12-5. And again, this is where Tomahawk got on their long run to end the last set. Here comes Zahner. And that is going to be an ace. That pass from Lily Trader went haywire. And a timeout called by Rhinelander once again. 13-5, Tomahawk leading Rhinelander here in game two. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball right after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, would like to wish our Hatchet student athletes and coaches the best of luck during this sports event and all season long. PCA is proud to serve customers' needs with containerboard products throughout the country, producing over 3.9 million tons of craft linerboard annually. Our PCA mill is Sustainable Forestry Initiative certified. Everyone at PCA Tomahawk salutes our student athletes for their hard work and dedication.
And welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk with a 13-5 lead here in game two over Rhinelander. They were able to take game one from the Hodags 25-6. And so far they're on pace to do pretty much the same here. Alyssa Zahner will now serve for the Hatchets, who just got an ace on her last serve. That one goes to Trader Lamers, and that will be sent back over by Chia Malera, Sam Gebauer. Emily sets it up, and Kaylee Schultz with the potential kill. That one goes off the ceiling, and Patel couldn't get it back over the net. Point for Tomahawk. 14-5 Hatchets here in game two. And again, this was where they got on their long run here to end game one. Right at about this point. Zahner's next serve. That pass goes haywire from Trainer and out of play. Another ace for the Hatchets. Their serving has been on point in this game. 15-5 Tomahawk. Here comes Zahner's next serve. That one goes to Lamers. Lamers pass to Patel. Patel setting it up for Schmager. That one saved by Kaylee Schultz. McKenzie setting it up for Benizeski. Good block there from the Hodags. McKenzie going to set it up. Benizeski to Patel. Patel to Schmager. Schmager passes it over. Good dig there from Gebauer. McKenzie sets it up. Kaylee Schultz couldn't get the kill that time. Sent back over by Barron. Good block from the Hodags. Zahner tries to send it back over, and Gebauer will send it back over the net to Chia Malera. Libero to libero. Patel sent back all the way over to the other side by Schmager and out of play. Tomahawk gets another point, 16-5. Here comes Zahner's next serve for the Hatchets, and Zahner gets it right to Trader. That one sent back over by Trader after the pass. Zahner, Gebauer, sending up Kaylee Schultz to Chia Malera. Patel. That kill is in. No, out. For Rhinelander's Kelsey Barrett, another point for Tomahawk, 17-5. And Tomahawk trying to make very quick work of this Rhinelander team. Zahner's serve goes right to Robinson. No, Boutel, excuse me. And Boutel tries to send that out of play. That's a double hit. And a point will go to Tomahawk, 18-5. Zahner's next serve. Seven straight from the Hatchet. Zahner. He's sent back to Schmager. Schmager. Lamers tries to kill off the front of the net. Another point for Tomahawk, 20-5. They've now scored eight straight. And a substitution will be made for the Hodags. Ava Krause will come in for the first time. She'll replace Boutel. And here comes Alyssa Zahner's next serve. Sent right over the net. That pass goes haywire from Trader. Another ace for Alyssa Zahner. The Hatchets are on fire here in set two. 20-5 Tomahawk. They've scored nine straight points. And here comes Zahner's next serve. Once again, Zahner goes right to Lamers. sent back and over. Good stop by the Hatchets that time. That one sent back over by Mackenzie Schultz. Good dig that time from Lamers. Sent back over Barron. Good stop. Gabe Bauer. Emily Schultz. Kaylee Schultz couldn't get it that time. And that pass goes haywire from Mackenzie Schultz and out of play. 20-6. And Chloe Buckwalter will get her first game action. This game action here today. Again, Tomahawk going deep into their bench. Here comes the serve from Kelsey Barron. Sent right back to Gabe Bauer. Gabe Bauer to Mackenzie Schultz. Sent up for Kaylee Schultz to Lamers. Lamers to Barron. And that's a good stop there for Mackenzie Schultz. Buckwalter over to Kaylee Schultz. Is that in? Yes, it is. That one actually went off one of the Hodanks. That is going to be a point for Tomahawk. 21-6. And Ryan Landers, Tori Stella will come back in for Kelsey Barron. And Megan Schultz will come back in for the Hatchets. And now Benizeski will serve for Tomahawk. And Benizeski's serve goes right to Lamers. That one sent back by Robinson. Robinson tries to send it back over. Good block again. And Megan Schultz, that is in. Megan Schultz with another kill. 22-6, Tomahawk. Katie Benizeski will serve once again. Tomahawk on a hot stretch right now. 12-1 run. Benizeski's serve is out. Rhinelander gets the point there. 22-7. And Sam Gabauer will come in for Benizeski. So Chia Malera will now serve for Rhinelander. And Chia Malera's serve will go right to Emily Schultz. Couldn't get that pass on target. That's an ace for the Hodags. A lot of aces we've had here so far in this set. And Chia Malera will serve once again. 22-8 still, Tomahawk. Back-to-back points for the Hodags here in this set. First time they've done that. Chia Malera's serve goes to Gabe Bauer. That's going to be out. Back-to-back aces for the Hodags, and it's now 22-9. So Rhinelander's now scored three straight. And here comes the serve from Chia Malera again. That goes off the front of the net. Tomahawk gets the point. It's now 23-9. And serving for Tomahawk now will be Sam Gabauer. Emerson Lang will come in for Emily Schultz. Mackenzie Schultz, who had a couple of aces to begin this set. We'll go ahead and try and put this set away. Tomahawk 2 points away from another game victory. That one goes to Chia Malera. Chia Malera over to Kraus. That one sent back over by the Hodags. Lang, Mackenzie sets it up. Kaylee Schultz. And that is going to be an illegal hit on Rhinelander. Now to play. Tomahawk leads 24-9. It is set point now for Tomahawk. And again, Dan Walter doesn't seem to be too happy with the official signal there. And he's able to let it go. Here comes Mackenzie Schultz's next serve. And Schultz's serve. Going to go right to Kraus. Kraus tries to see Bank Albert. That is going to be a block for Tomahawk. And that is going to be game for the Hatchets. It's now 25-9. Tomahawk leads 2-0. We'll take a break. We'll be back with game three right after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
We've had a little taste of cold weather, and snow can't be far away. Make sure you're ready with a stop at Tomahawk Ace Hardware. Save on the Ego Power plus 56-volt single-stage snow thrower, now just $9.99. Or the big Ego Power 56-volt self-propel two-stage snow thrower, now just $15.29. At Tomahawk Ace Hardware, never too early to be ready for winter with the help of Tomahawk Ace.
Stop by today during Trig's 14th Annual Fall Fest, and here are just a few examples of what you'll find while supplies last, like locally grown Lake Nokomis Crimson Queen fresh cranberries exclusively at Trig's, just $1.68 a pound. USDA Choice whole beef tenderloins are $12.99 a pound. Carving pumpkins, any size, just $3.49 a piece. Trig's all-natural whole boneless center-cut pork loin at $2.49 a pound, and Indian Summer Apple Cider 64-ounce bottles, two for $4. Trig's 14th Annual Fall Fest on now through Tuesday at our Northwoods Trig's location.
The team at Tomahawk Louisiana Pacific Mill hope that you're enjoying our radio broadcast of this exciting Hatchet sporting event. Team Tomahawk at LP is proud to support our Hatchet student athletes and coaching staffs. Louisiana Pacific employees are dedicated to making the Tomahawk area a great place to live and raise their families. They're honored to give back to our community, our schools, churches, city projects, and organizations, large and small. Good luck, Hatchets, from everyone at Team Tomahawk, the Louisiana Pacific Tomahawk Mill.
To Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk taking the first two games from Rhinelander here on senior night. Took game one 25-6. They take game two 25-9. Taking a look at the stats from game two, an impressive showing once again. Six aces, by the way, in that set for Tomahawk. Got three from Alyssa Zahner and three from Mackenzie Schultz. Those had six kills in that set. Katie Benizeski had one. Emerson Lang had two. Megan Schultz had a couple. And Mackenzie Schultz had one as well. So that is now two kills and four aces for Mackenzie Schultz and four aces for Alyssa Zahner tonight. So Tomahawk has been serving very effectively. They only have three service errors so far in the first two games. So they have a lot to be proud of so far. And again, if Tomahawk wins this game, they will take home the match victory. And again, Tomahawk trying to make quick work here of Rhinelander on this beautiful, beautiful senior night. So Rhinelander getting set here. Tomahawk will get the first serve of the... We'll get the first serve of set three. And again, the Tomahawk is one set win away from going to 23-7 and 9-0 in Great Northern Conference play. And they are the front runners currently to win Great Northern Conference title. And Emily Schultz will... Emily Schultz is out there. Looks like they're all set and ready to go. Need to get everything going, trying to get the subs going. And Sam Gabauer will come in. Macy Jankowicz will start set one on. We'll start set three on the bench. Emily Schultz will serve for Tomahawk. Here to begin game three. And again, it is senior night. Emily Schultz, Mackenzie Schultz, Alyssa Zahner, and Mackenzie Schultz getting recognized. And here comes a serve from Emily Schultz. Game three is underway. That one saved by Robinson. Goes to Patel. Over to Lamers. And drop back over very nicely by Lamers. And Rhinelander gets the first point of game three. And Rhinelander will make another substitution here. They'll bring back in Allie Dornfeld and Batty Roser. Boutel and Macy Schmager will take a seat. And it will be Roser that'll get the first serve for Rhinelander here in game three. So Rhinelander gets the first point of game three. Here comes the first serve. Gabauer couldn't get that. Oh, what a save that time from Sadie LaBelle, who just checked in, and she's going to get credit for the point. Sadie LaBelle comes in and gets the point. Now Claire Albert will come back in, as will Alyssa Zahner. And Zahner will replace Sophie Olson. And it'll be Claire Albert serving here for the Hatchets, with game three now tied at one apiece. And the first serve from Albert goes right to Lamers. To Maddie Roser. Good save there from the Hatchets. Emily Schultz setting it up for Zahner. And that one is going to go out of play. Chia Malera cannot get that pass in play. 2-1 Tomahawk. Out there for Tomahawk right now is Albert, Gabauer, Emily Schultz, Megan Schultz, Zahner, and Ashley Beck, who just checked in. And here comes the next serve from Albert. That goes off the front of the net. Tied at two here in game three. And Tomahawk's volleyball team playing incredibly well here. Final regular season home game for this Hatchet senior class, as the serve goes to Zahner. And that one's set up for Megan Schultz. That's going to be a kill for Megan. Gia Malera cannot get that pass in play. And it's now 3-2 Tomahawk. Jankowicz will come in for Gabauer. And Megan Schultz will serve for Tomahawk. And again, Megan Schultz already with an ace and four kills here tonight. Also with a block. And here comes Schultz's serve. That one is in. That's going to be an ace for Megan Schultz. Got it right on the line. Megan Schultz, the best player on this Hatchet team, going to be playing volleyball at DePaul next year. Benji's got a lot to be proud of. One of the best hitters in the state. Currently serving with Tomahawk leading 4-2, and this serve will go off the front of the net. So it's now 4-3. Rhinelander hanging tight here with Tomahawk to begin set three. Schultz will come out. Sam Gaybauer will come back in for Rhinelander. And Lily Trader will come in for the libero, Chia Malera. And here comes the serve from Lamers. That one goes right to back to Gaybauer. Over to Zahner. She gets a kill. Alyssa Zahner drops in a kill, and it's now 5-3 Tomahawk. And for the first time tonight, Ashley Beck will serve for Tomahawk. And her first serve goes to Chia Malera. Chia Malera passed to Barron, sent back over by Lamers. Albert to Emily Schultz. Going to set it up for Zahner. And that is going to be a good stop there from Chia Malera. And they're unable to get the offense going there. And pass offline from Roser. And it's now 6-3 Tomahawk. And Beck will serve once again. And Beck's next serve is going to be out. A little too far that time. 6-4 now, Tomahawk. And they took the first two games 25-6, 25-9. And Ashley Beck will come out. Emerson Lang will come back in for Tomahawk. And Macy Schmager comes back in for Rhinelander, as does Morgan Boutel. Here comes Boutel's serve. Tomahawk up 6-4. Boutel serve goes to Albert. Albert to Emily Schultz. Set up for Jankiewicz. That's going to be a kill. Macy Jankiewicz gets the kill for the Hatchets, and it's now 7-4. Tomahawk will make another couple substitutions. Alyssa Zahner comes out, as does Claire Albert. And in will be Sophie Olson, who will serve, and Sadie LaBelle. Sophie Olson now with her first serve of the night. Tomahawk leading 7-4. And here comes Olson's serve. That one goes right to Lamers, to Chia Malera. And that is, I believe, going to be four hits. Yes, it is. One hit too many there for the Hodags, and it's now 8-4 Tomahawk. Here in game three. And Tomahawk yet to lose a game in Great Northern Conference play, much less a match. They ended Mosinee's 60-match Great Northern Conference winning streak. Last time Mosinee lost a conference match before then was all the way back in 2017. And that Olson serve is off the front of the net. Rhinelander gets the point. It's 8-5. Chia Malera comes out. And back in will be Alexi Robinson. Kelsey Barron will now serve for the Hodags, who trail 8-5 here in game three to Tomahawk Hatchets. And Barron's serve will go right to Olson, to Emily Schultz. That's going to be set up for Sadie LaBelle. Sadie LaBelle gets the kill. And Tomahawk now leads 9-5. Megan Schultz will come in for Gaybauer. And Macy Jankiewicz will now serve for Tomahawk. And here comes Jankiewicz's serve. Going to go right back over the net to Lamers. Lamers to Patel. It's going to be sent back over the net by the Hodags. Now saved by Beck. Emily sets it up. And Megan Schultz with another kill. And Megan Schultz not being the hard hitter that she typically is, but it's more of a soft placement kill, if you will. Those can be very, very important, as is the hard kills. Jankiewicz with the serve goes to Lamers. Patel. Sent back over by Robinson, right to Olson, and Emily to Megan again. Eleven to five, Tomahawk leads, and Jankiewicz will serve for a third consecutive time. Jankiewicz's next serve goes right to Lamers, to Patel, sent back for Robinson. Good dig there from Jankiewicz. Emily Schultz setting it up. And that kill could not be put over by LaBelle that time. Rhinelander gets the point. It's 11-6. Jankiewicz will come out, and the libero, Gaybauer, will come in. And Chia Malera, the Rhinelander libero, will serve. Here comes Chia Malera's serve, and that's going to go off of the side of her hand. Tomahawk gets the point there, 12-6. And Ashley Beck and Mackenzie Schultz will come in for Tomahawk. They'll replace LaBelle Lang. And a lot of subs being put in here. See a lot of different players getting game action. With it being senior night, also you want to be sure that you rest your star players before the playoffs begin. Tomahawk right now slated to get a number one seed. Here's the serve from Emily Schultz, and that's going to be an ace. That pass from Lexi Robinson went haywire, and Emily Schultz will get the ace. Emily Schultz getting recognized here along with the rest of the seniors on the squad. Again, the Hatchets only graduating five seniors this year. They're going to have three starters returning for next year in the regular season. Boutel over to Lamers, and that is dropped over the net. Good placement there from Lamers. And it's now 13-7. Rhinelander, this is the closest Rhinelander has been this far in a set so far tonight. And the Hodags will bring back an Allie Dornfeld and Batty Roser. And it'll be Roser serving for Rhinelander. And here comes Roser's serve. That one is going to go out of play right over the head of Olsen. 14-7 Tomahawk. They're 11 points away from another sweep. Alyssa Zahner will come back in for Stephanie Olsen. And Mackenzie Schultz will now serve for the Hatchets. Mackenzie, by the way, with four aces along with Alyssa Zahner tonight. And here comes Schultz's next serve. That one goes to Lamers. To Roser, that one sent back over. That's going to be a kill for Ava Lamers. And that'll make it 14-7, Rhinelander. Rhinelander trailing Tomahawk here. Two sets to none. Tomahawk is 11 points away from coming away with another sweep. And this time, Lexi Robinson will serve for the Hodags. And Robinson's serve will go out of play. Now Tomahawk, and Megan Schultz will serve for the Hatchets. Macy Jankowicz will come back in for the libero, Gaybauer, and Claire Albert comes back in for Mackenzie Schultz. And here comes Megan Schultz's serve. And Megan Schultz playing at DePaul next year. That one goes to Lamers, to Robinson. Robinson passing it up to Barron, and that kill is going to be out. 16-8 now, Tomahawk. Rhinelander is 1 point away from getting to 9, which is the most that they've scored in a game so far in tonight's match. Here comes the next serve from Megan Schultz. That one is going to be an ace. Lamers cannot get that pass in play, and it's now 17-8. And a timeout is called by Rhinelander. Tomahawk 8 points away from coming away with a sweep. It leads 17-8 here in set three. We'll be back with more Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I can see
clearly now. Everyone at Tomahawk Eye Care wants to wish all the boys and girls sports teams good luck. Tomahawk Eye Care offers comprehensive eye exams and in-house lab for faster processing of eyeglasses. For all your eye care needs, call Tomahawk Eye Care, 224-2200. That's 224-2200. Better quality, better service, better vision. At Tomahawk Eye Care, 1334 North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Tomahawk Eye Care. I care for you.
Welcome back to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk leading Rhinelander 17-8 here in Game 3. And Megan Schultz is serving for Tomahawk. Back-to-back points off of Schultz's serve so far. And here's Schultz's next serve. That one goes to Robinson and out of play. Another ace for Megan Schultz. 18-8 now, Tomahawk. Zahner to Schultz. Schultz will go ahead and serve. And again, Tomahawk trying to make quick work here of this Rhinelander team early and often. Schultz's next serve, Chia Malera to Ava Lamers. And that will be sent back over by Dornfeld. Emily Schultz to McKenzie. Going to set it up for LaBelt. Good stop there from the Hodags that time. Lamers' potential kill goes off to Megan Schultz, and it will go out of play. So Rhinelander now trails 18-9 as Lily Trader will come back in for the Hodags. Ava Lamers will serve now for Rhinelander, and Lamers' serve goes to Megan Schultz. To Emily, setting it up for Zahner, right to Lamers. Good stop from her, and good save by the Hodags to keep it in play. Albert passes over to Jankowicz, and that is a very good kill there from Rhinelander's Allie Dornfeld. And Rhinelander hits double digits for the first time in this match. It's 18-10 now. Serve from Lamers goes to Megan Schultz. To Emily, going to set it up for Beck. That one is sent back over by Barron. Off the net, Jankowicz with the save to Zahner, but that's going to be out. So Rhinelander now with three straight points. It's now 18-11 here in game three. And here comes Lamers' next serve. That one goes right to Megan Schultz. And that is sent back over by Emily Schultz. Another great dig from Megan. Emily to Jankowicz. Good save there from Lamers. Lamers over to Broser. That one sent back over the net. And another kill for the Hodags. That's Kelsey Barron. And it's now 18-12. Rhinelander scored four straight. Here comes the next serve from the Hodags. Lamers. Albert with a dig. Emily going to set it up. And Megan Schultz sends it back over the net. Lamers, set it up. Good stop there from Megan Schultz. Emily to Zahner, off the top of the net, and drops in. Alyssa Zahner will get the kill, 19-12 Tomahawk. And Ashley Beck will now serve for the Hatchets. And again, Tomahawk looking to make quick work of this Hatchet team. They've done so here so far on senior night. 19-12, that stops the 401 from Rhinelander here. And Beck's next serve goes to Chia Malera, to Lamers. And sent back over by Trader. Emily gonna set it up. Zahner with the kill. Alyssa Zahner with another kill. Tomahawk's 5 points away from another sweep. Next match for Tomahawk after this, they will travel to Wittenberg-Burnhamwood for their final non-conference match of the season. Wittenberg-Burnhamwood, a very good non-conference opponent. Back to Chia Malera. That one sent back over. That is off the front of the net from Kelsey Barron. And another point for Tomahawk. It's now 21-12. And here comes next serve from Beck to Lamers. Lamers to Rosen. Sent back over and out of play by Dornfeld. Another point for the Hatchets. They've scored four straight. And Tomahawk will serve once again. Mackenzie Schultz will come in. All four seniors, I believe, yes, all four seniors are now in. Alyssa Zahner, Emily Schultz, Mackenzie Schultz, and Megan Schultz out there for the Hatchets. Chia Malera passing it over, sent back over by Dornfeld. Emily setting it up. Jankowicz, good stop there from Dornfeld. Sent back up for Barron, and that is going to be a kill for Barron. And another sub will be made. Emerson Lang will come in for Ashley Beck, and it's now 22-13 here. And Morgan Boutel will serve for Rhinelander, who just checked back in. Here comes Boutel's next serve, and this one will go right to Megan Schultz. To Emily, gonna set it up. Mackenzie Schultz gonna get the kill that time. 22-14 now, Tomahawk. Here comes Boutel's next serve. Goes right to Megan Schultz. To Emily. Going to set it up. And Mackenzie Schultz to Chia Malera. Boutel. Going to set it up. Barron. And that's a kill. Kelsey Barron with the kill. It's now 22-15. And Rhinelander giving Tomahawk a bit of a run here in game three. And it looks like here comes Boutel's next serve. And Boutel will get it to May. And that's going to be an ace for Morgan Boutel. It's now 22-16. So Rhinelander's now scored three straight. Here comes Boutelle's next serve. Goes right to Megan Schultz. To Emily, going to set it up for Zahner. That's going to be a kill. Alyssa Zahner gets the kill, 23-16. Tomahawk, they're 2 points away from a sweep. Alyssa Zahner will serve next for the Hatchets. And Zahner's serve will go right over the net. And this will go to Trader. Boutelle going to set it up and send back over by Trader. To Emily Schultz. Schultz sending it up for Mackenzie Schultz. That's going to be a kill for Mackenzie. And now it is match point for Tomahawk here in game three. 24-16. 1 point separates Tomahawk from another sweep here in the Great Northern Conference play. Here comes Zahner's next serve. That one goes to Chia Malera. Chia Malera to Schmager and sent back over by Lamers. Megan Schultz trying to bring it back into play. Did not work. 24-17. Rhinelander remains alive for now. Now Lexi Robinson will come back in for the Hodags. And here comes Barron. And Barron's next serve is going to go right to Zahner. Zahner to Emily Schultz. Sent back over by Mackenzie Boutelle. That one will be sent back over by Schmager. That one goes off of Megan Schultz. Good stop there. Emerson Lang to Boutelle. Boutelle to Trainer. Sent back over by Robinson. Lang to Emily Schultz. Setting it up. And Mackenzie Schultz off the front of the net. Emily will try again. Mackenzie will try again. And this time off the front of the net. Rhinelander gets another point. 24-18. And Keith Hansey going a little bit nervous, but not too bad. Again, still match point here for Tomahawk as they lead 24-18. Here comes Barron's next serve to Megan Schultz. Megan to Emily, send it up, and Jankiewicz to Boutelle. Boutelle to Lamers, sent back over. Good stop by Emily Schultz. Zahner setting it up. Jankiewicz back over. Rhinelander hanging tough. Boutelle dropping it back over for Trainer. Emily sets it up. Jankiewicz, that one off the front of the net, 24-19. Rhinelander hanging tight here with Tomahawk here in game three. Here comes Barron's next serve. That one goes right to Emerson Lang. Emily setting it up. Mackenzie Schultz, that's off the side of her hand. 24-20. Going a little anxious here. Rhinelander has yet to win a set in Great Northern Conference play this year. And Barron's next serve will go right to Megan Schultz. That one to Mackenzie Schultz, and Zahner will send it back over. Lamers to Boutelle, sending it up for Robinson. That is a potential block. Good stop there. And that, Boutelle sent back over Lamers. That is out. Match point, Tomahawk. They win it. They take game three and take the match over Rhinelander. Final score, Tomahawk 25-6, 25-9, 25-20. We'll be back with the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this. You've been listening to Hatchet Volleyball here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
This is Dr. Jen from Fairman Orthodontics, providing a professional service to families right here in the Northwoods at Riley Family Dental in Tomahawk. At Fairman Orthodontics, we offer the best in comprehensive orthodontic care in a relaxed, family-friendly environment with an unmatched level of care. My dad, Dr. Dennis, and myself believe that by offering child and adult braces and Invisalign, straighter teeth, enhanced smiles, and better dental health, we help to improve your overall confidence. Call 715-359-1910 to schedule a complimentary new patient exam with Dr. Fairman or me, Dr. Jen. You're just a phone call away to achieving the smile you've always wanted. That's 715-359-1910. We are proud to have been providing exceptional orthodontics for every age for over 36 years, from our family to yours. Enjoy this exciting Hatchet broadcast brought to you by Fairman Orthodontics.
As your local insurance agent in Tomahawk, Wisconsin, Calhoun Insurance helps you identify the insurance coverage that fits your needs best, personalized to help you make smarter choices about insurance. Calhoun Insurance Agency has the knowledge and combined experience of 30-plus years to help you better understand your coverage options, whether that's auto, home, renters, business, life, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or snowmobile insurance. Questions about Medicare and getting close to 65? Talk to Tim Calhoun. Calhoun Insurance Agency will provide you with the best customer service available anywhere. Call 224-3259 with questions or to set up an appointment. Calhoun Insurance Agency, just south of Hometown Feed Mill. Calhoun Insurance Agency is proud to support Hatchet Athletes.
Mitch Bayer Construction can help you make your dream home a reality. Fully licensed and insured, they've been building custom homes, garages, and remodeling projects in the Tomahawk Lake Nokomis area since 1981. Professional design and plan service to accommodate your needs as well. Call 453-5190. That's 453-5190 for Mitch Bayer Construction. Mitch Bayer Construction is also a proud Hatchet VIP sports sponsor. High school sports builds character, and they wish the Hatchets the best of luck.
Heritage Chevrolet of Tomahawk is proud to be a sponsor of the Tomahawk Hatchet Sports Broadcast on WJJQ. Our team at Heritage Chevrolet would like to salute the efforts of our Hatchet student athletes and dedicated coaches and managers for all they do for a winning effort. When you're in the market for a new or used vehicle, please keep Heritage Chevrolet in mind. Our sales staff will offer you the vehicle that best suits your needs at a competitive price. And our service team has your back with certified service. Check out our website at heritagechev.com or stop in at our showroom on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. And good luck, Hatchets.
Woodland Lakes Realty of Tomahawk can help you buy the property of your dreams or help you sell your property. Ed and Chris Roche have 40-plus years of combined experience selling in the North Woods, from country homes to city homes, lake lots, wooded lots, hunting land, waterfront homes, and commercial properties. Call Woodland Lakes Realty, 224-3800. Stop by their office on North 4th Street. All their properties are online at woodlandlakesrealty.com. The smart, no-hassle way to buy or sell your property, Woodland Lakes Realty, Tomahawk.
And welcome everyone to the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I currently have with me Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey. Keith, thank you for joining me.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me.
All right, let's go ahead and get right into this here. Sweep again over Rhinelander. Why don't you take me through your team's performance tonight?
I thought it was very solid. You know, they passed well. Our serving was really good. They were hitting all the marks. Everywhere I was telling them to serve it, they were serving it. So I was a little worried coming in. I didn't, you know, senior night, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of worried that they might not play to their potential, but we started out on fire. Second and third game, I was able to get everybody in this match, which was huge, in front of a huge home crowd. Senior night, it was just a lot of fun.
So, as you mentioned the great serving that you had. Counted it up here, 14 aces for your team. You had 4 in game 1, you had 6 in game 2, and you had 4 more in game 3. Was this your best serving performance of the season?
I think so far. They were on target. We didn't have a lot going out. I think there was maybe 4 missed serves. If I'm going off my memory, which isn't very good, by the way. But
3 service errors, by the way. And all of them came in game 1.
Yeah. And that's due to some nerves
and
getting the adrenaline out. But I thought they played overall very well. In the third game, I had girls playing positions that they never really played before. But trying to get some kills and move them around. So it was a lot of fun.
So let's go ahead and talk about the senior class. Obviously, with it being senior night, it was an emotional night. You and I talked before the match about, you know, what will you remember about this senior class? How well do you think they have performed this season?
Very well. They've been great leaders. I mean, right from the beginning, I look back at Summer League with the senior leadership helping the new girls come in. The nice thing is they were able to teach the other girls. I didn't have to coach a whole lot because they were able to help teach the system on the court. So it's huge. They just had great leadership, and they're a fired up bunch.
Yes.
So it's actually a lot of fun to coach them.
So obviously you have now won 13 matches in a row, lucky number 13. Can you remember the last time this school had this long of a match winning streak?
I actually did some research, and we did have a 16 game win streak, and I think it was either 11 or 12, something like that. So, it's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while.
It definitely has been. So right now, you get a little bit of a break from conference play for your next match,
yep.
but you got a very tough non-conference yes. opponent. You go to Wittenberg, Burnham Wood.
Yep.
You and I talked a little bit about them off the air as well. What about them makes them difficult to beat?
They're a scrappy team. They got some hitters, and actually we're a little bit familiar with them through club.
Okay.
So our senior leadership played against some of those girls in club. So they're familiar with that. I was watching some film on them. They have the same record we do, I think with one less win, but they're going to be a tough team. So I'm really looking forward to that, to play a tough team going into our conference meet on Saturday.
Yes, and obviously you got three more conference matches.
Yeah.
If you essentially went out, first conference title for the program since 2014, how does it feel to be on the verge of that?
It feels really good. All that work. I feel good for all the girls, you know, all the years and hours. I can't tell you how many hours they put in this gym. So it feels good for them to be right on the verge. And the one thing I love about this is I don't feel them letting down at all. They're at practice. They're still going. They're still energized and playing really well.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Keith?
No. Appreciate you being here. Absolutely. Love the crowd tonight. It was a huge crowd.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of fun, and thanks a lot, Alex.
Absolutely. Tomahawk again comes away with a sweep over Ryan Lander. Keith Hansey, thank you for joining me. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show right after this on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
There's a difference between knowing someone's name and knowing who they are, between being around and being involved. It's why, at Crossbridge Community Bank, we believe when your purpose is supporting the people around you, that's more than banking. That's banking on purpose. Crossbridge Community Bank. Purpose first. Visit crossbridge.bank. That's crossbridge.bank.
Hi, this is Justin at Cerny's Greenhouse, and my staff and I are proud to be a Hatchet Sports sponsor. We salute our Hatchet athletes and coaches and wish them the best of luck this season. Here at Cerny's, we are dedicated to quality and customer service. We appreciate your loyalty and always look forward to seeing you at the Greenhouse. Now let's cheer on our Tomahawk Hatchets and enjoy another great broadcast on WJJQ, brought to you in part by Cerny's Greenhouse and all the Hatchet Sports sponsors.
The School District of Tomahawk welcomes our listeners to this Hatchet Sports broadcast. The School District of Tomahawk believes they offer students the best of both worlds. They're large enough to offer a comprehensive academic program with cutting-edge technology, yet small enough to provide all students and families with the personal attention they deserve. For the latest happenings, listen to WJJQ, log on to tomahawk.k12.wy.us, or follow the School District of Tomahawk on Facebook.
Hi, I'm Jimmy Charles. My wife Audrey and I are excited to be the new owners of the Cracker Barrel, the gateway to the Lake Nokomis area. We are open 7 days a week from 5:30 a.m. to 10 p.m. We offer premium BP gasoline, and you can pay at the pump 24/7. Stop inside for snacks, ice, beer, wine, liquor, soda, and basic essentials. Our bait shop has minnows, crawlers, worms, and tackle. We are still your Heifer Junction post office. Cracker Barrel, north of Tomahawk and County Road L, and happily serving the community and supporting Hatchet Sports. Go Hatchets!
And welcome back to the Fairman Orthodontic post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Tomahawk coming away with a sweep over Rhinelander, 25-6, 25-9, and 25-20. Taking a look at the final stats again, 14 aces for the Hatchets tonight. And they also had a lot of kills, especially in Game 3. They had 11 in Game 3 alone. They had a total of 21 for the match. And again, a lot of aces from a lot of key players. Megan Schultz had 4, Alyssa Zahner had 4, Mackenzie Schultz had 4. Alyssa Zahner, by the way, also had 5 kills to go along with it. Megan Schultz had 7 kills. Emerson Lang had 3. A very, very good performance from the Hatchets over here tonight. Tomahawk improves to 23-7 overall. They go to 9-0 in Great Northern Conference play. 13th consecutive match victory for the Hatchets. Seniors currently being honored here at the senior ceremony, getting a gift that was gifted to them from most of the underclassmen. We'll be back to wrap up the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ.
United Steelworkers International Union, 248 Tomahawk Mill employees are proud of the accomplishments of their membership and are honored to salute our Hatchet student athletes dedicated to excellence in their sport and the classroom. United Steelworkers International 248 is happy to sponsor our team with play-by-play coverage on WJJQ. Good luck, Hatchets, from the United Steelworkers International 248 Tomahawk Mill employees team.
Hometown Chiropractic Center with Dr. Kelly Embray offers professional chiropractic care from children to seniors. New patients are always welcome. Call to schedule your visit at 453-5365 and online TomahawkHometownChiro.com. Hometown Chiropractic Center of Tomahawk, located at the corner of North 4th Street and Mohawk Drive. Proudly serving families in the Northwoods with professional chiropractic care. And honored to support our Tomahawk Hatchet student athletes.
Athletes involved in high school sports score memories that will last a lifetime. John J. Schuette Construction would like to wish the Hatchet student athletes the best of luck. If you're looking to create your own memories in a new home or by adding a pond, food plot, boulder retaining walls, or a new driveway, contact John J. Schuette Construction at 453-2015. That's 453-2015. Go Hatchets from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk.
And we're back one final time here on the Fairman Orthodontics post-match show here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Again, Tomahawk coming away with a sweep over Rhinelander 25-6, 25-9, 25-20. That's going to do it for regular season broadcast of Hatchet Volleyball. We'll have postseason action for you when the Hatchets playoff schedule gets released, which will be likely next week. Next match for the Hatchets will be this upcoming Thursday. They'll travel to Burnwood for a tough non-conference showdown. Match gets underway at 7:30. They'll have three more matches this season in Great Northern Conference play. That'll be in Rhinelander on Saturday. Next broadcast of Hatchet Sports will be this Friday. We'll have the homecoming game for you from Hatchet Field. Quick scheduling note, it will begin at 5:35, Fairman Orthodontics pregame show, and kickoff will be at 6 o'clock as Tomahawk takes on Ishpeming, Michigan. Keith Hansey, who you just heard in the interview, will join me in the broadcast booth. Well, thank you for joining me here on tonight's broadcast here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'd like to thank Scott Parsons and Keith Hansey for the wonderful hospitality here at Tomahawk High School. Thank you very much to all the seniors for the great performance that they put forth through so far this season. It's been a pleasure broadcasting them this year. Thank you, obviously, to Greg and Jennifer for making sure that we're on the air sounding good. And again, thank you to Tim Albert also for providing stats throughout the night. For everyone at WJJQ, this is Alex Cook signing off. And from the House in Tomahawk, everyone, good night.
You have been listening to exclusive coverage of Tomahawk Hatchet Sports on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Hatchet Sports is a presentation of Fairman Orthodontics, State Farm Insurance, Kevin Ehrman Agency, Louisiana Pacific, Tomahawk Mill, Hometown Chiropractic Center, Cerny's Greenhouse, School District of Tomahawk, Mirror Electric, Cracker Barrel, United Steelworkers International 248, Park City Credit Union, Health in Motion Physical Therapy, Tomahawk Ace Hardware, Rhinelander Auto Center, Tomahawk Builders Supply, Mitch Bayer Construction, IAM, Tomahawk Mill Maintenance Union, Custom Accounting Services, Tomahawk Appliance and Home, Hilgi's LP Gas, Heritage Chevrolet, Riley Family Dental, Woodland Lakes Realty, Bowman Chiropractic Center, Tomahawk Eye Care, Packaging Corporation of America, Tomahawk Mill, Generations Funeral Home and Cremation Services, Triggs, Calhoun Insurance, Tomahawk McDonald's, and Schuette Trucking and Excavating. Join us again soon for more Tomahawk Hatchet play-by-play sports action on WJJQ.